Agenda item number six, Bedford Regional Water Authority. Mr. Johnson.
Good morning. Bedford Regional Water Authority is requesting authorization to install an 18-inch PVC water main under 94 linear feet of Goose Creek utilizing directional jack and bore methodology as part of the Lake Forest Waterline Extension Project near Route 122 in Bedford County. The project location highlighted here, as you can see, is out towards Roanoke. If you're not familiar with where Bedford County is in Virginia. And this is an aerial of the project location, Route 122 off to the west here. I realize it's a little difficult to see, but the main thing I wanted to show you is that there were multiple crossings that were proposed in the application, eight in total, but the seven of those crossings were not within VMRC's jurisdiction. The creek shed for those creeks was under 5 square miles, and we do not exert jurisdiction for those situations, and Goose Creek is highlighted in red. This is the project drawings that were submitted as part of the JPA. One I think you should probably focus on that shows the most detail is the cross section you see here. As you can see, they're proposing an 18-inch water main under 94 linear feet of Goose Creek, buried to a typical distance of 6 feet below the creek bed, which consists of rock. As I stated earlier, this will be installed by a directional drill encasement in a concrete encasement. Just want to note that with a directional drill project, we typically require a frack out plan, but one was not provided in this JPA. A frack out plan is essentially a plan to monitor and mitigate for any kind of leakage of lubricating fluids that are injected into the bore as the drill is operating. This plan monitors for those brain leaks of that fluid, and then obviously has a course of action to mitigate if the spill is detected. You also see two bore holes on either side of the creek, landward of ordinary high water, outside of the VMRC's jurisdiction. So there will be no in-stream construction activities proposed with this application. Here's a ground shot. The alignment of the proposed water line will be up here near this clearing. This is about as close as I can get, and you'll see why in a second. But the boreholes will be located in the uplands up here. And the second one is 100 feet or so down this bank here. As you can see, it would have been a pretty hard access to untold poison ivy and ticks that didn't seem to be worthwhile. The project is protested by Bedford Weaving. They're a textile company in the county of Bedford. They're located approximately 10 miles northeast of the project location, so they're not adjacent property owners. They're just a freeholder of the state of Virginia, so they can protest the project. In letters that were submitted to VMRC, which are included in your packet, they did not relate any concerns directly relating to resources within the creek. Their main protests involved that they did not feel that this project was in the interest of the county residents and that the application was incomplete due to a piecemeal approach that they were taking to apply for different aspects of this project, which included a water treatment plant, water intake facility, and additional water mains. I would note that the proposed pipeline will tie to existing infrastructure already present, including a 20-inch water main that connects to an existing water intake structure located on Smith Mountain Lake, approximately 7 miles to the southwest of the project location. This water intake was evaluated under MRC number 96-0707. DEQ has already approved the water intake structure and is installed. VMRC determined that the water intake structure was not under their jurisdiction at Smith Mountain Lake, as it was flooded because of the installation of the dam. It's in an area that was originally uplands and not within the original stream bed, so that's outside the MRC's jurisdiction. It's not not considered savings at Aqueous Bottom. In 2011, Bedford Regional Water Authority requested authorization to increase the water withdrawal rates and make improvements to the water intake structure. DEQ has approved these water withdrawal rate increases, and again, VMRC did not issue a permit because one was not required as it was outside VMRC's jurisdiction. EJF comments and DCR comments were received by the agency. Noted Roanoke log perch, which is a threatened and endangered species in Virginia. They stated that any in-stream construction had a time of year restriction from March 15th to June 30th. However, there is no in-stream construction for this project due to directional drilling, and therefore, I would not recommend anything with that. In summary, Bedford Weaving Incorporated has expressed concerns regarding the overall project and its lack of benefits to the citizen of Bedford County. They also argue that the project is only a portion of a larger plan and therefore the application is incomplete. VMRC's jurisdiction in this matter is limited to the area of the proposed crossing. Although staff prefers to view a project as an entirety, applications are routinely submitted for staged portions of a project, often related to construction timing and funding issues. While staff would not want to permit encroachments upon statements of Aqueous Bottom for portions of larger projects that might not be appropriate as a whole, staff does not feel that this is the situation here as the increased water withdrawal rates have been improved by the Department of Environmental Quality. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed pending receipt of an acceptable frack out monitoring and response plan from the applicant. I'd be glad to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any questions from the commission? Seems very straightforward here from your presentation. Is the applicant present or represented?
Does that have
one? Is there anything you would like to add?
Mr. Johnson did a thorough job on the presentation.
Thank you. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak in opposition to this project?
The protesters did not come today.
Well, seeing none, here the matter is before the commission. For discussion and action.
I'll move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal.
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. The project is approved.